Jeff the Pharaohs.
Wally Bully, local news tablet hit to WRJN. Hey, don't forget, check our podcasts at WRJN.com or the Civic Media app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We have nearly 300 of our interviews on there at WRJN.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcast. Check them out. Okay, almost 300 of them out there. And don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production going on right now. Over the river and through the woods, we've got the Friday night tickets for you coming up in the next hour right here. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Justice Department released part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report overnight on his investigation into President-elect Trump's alleged interference in the 2024 election results. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The Special Counsel's office does believe that the admissible evidence was enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump was guilty of the charges in the indictment.
The report concludes Mr. Trump deliberately lied about the results. Today, the president-elect called Special Counsel Smith deranged. The Justice Department has also released a special counsel report on criminal charges against Hunter Biden. It concludes investigations were thorough and impartial, not the result of partisan politics. President Biden insisted they were political when he pardoned his son last month. Senate confirmation hearings begin today for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. His controversial choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is up first. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The categories of the questioning, I think, will be in two. First will be Hegseth's personal conduct in past, and second will be a review of his qualifications to be Secretary of Defense based on his experience.
In Southern California, a new wildfire broke out overnight north of L.A. in Ventura County, and a new round of powerful Santa Ana winds is moving in with possible gusts of up to 70 miles an hour. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Worsening wind conditions through tomorrow now threaten the fight against multiple Southern California fires.
We urge the public to stay diligent, to stay ready, as the danger has absolutely not passed.
On the ground, firefighters have been working grueling 24-hour shifts to contain the inferno.
It can be challenging at times. You don't sleep pretty much the whole 24 hours.
A lot of our guys won't get too much rest because you are kind of amped up still.
Promising new signs of a possible ceasefire in Gaza. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
One key mediator says Israel and Hamas are at their closest point yet to sealing a deal. Hamas is believed to have accepted the draft agreement, and Israel is now reviewing it. There is increasing optimism the agreement can be wrapped up before the inauguration next week, though Israel's cabinet would still have to approve it.
A 55-year-old Texas man is scheduled to appear in court in Indianapolis this morning after he was charged with stalking and harassing WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears says Michael Lewis sent her threats and sexually violent messages.
You can tell from the probable cause affidavit that this has had a profound impact on her.
Lewis faces 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The referendum notice from Racine Unified says more money is needed because state funding fell. There is also the matter of declining enrollment. The Racine Unified School Board last night approved a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district says they're aiming to address funding shortfalls and to maintain educational quality. If passed, the five-year referendum would prevent program cuts, support teacher retention, and enhance school safety and security. It would add about $70 in taxes on a home valued at $200,000. It'll be 40 by Friday. However, for now, it's sub-zero wind chills and warnings about frostbite. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Below zero wind chills will hang around through tomorrow with a turn Thursday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And Mount Pleasant is trying to be a good neighbor in one respect. The Mount Pleasant Tourism Commission last year sent just over $92,000 to organizers of some of the biggest events in Racine County. Those benefiting include the Racine Zoo, Waterford Balloon Fest, and Salmonorama. The tourism folks say the effort was aimed at boosting visitor numbers and local economic growth. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those fucking little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl's Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Because everybody wants to make more money. People try to make more money by winning the lottery, doing sweepstakes. And people win all that money. The first thing they do is quit their job and go on vacation or travel. Go right back to the same job, not me. Oh, man. And if I won $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to work. I'm going to get hired across this country just to get fired. To say all the things I want to say to people when I was afraid I might lose my job. Yeah. Wouldn't that be liberating? Wouldn't it? Work in the shoe department.
Hi, can I see this in a six?
Yeah, you can see it in a six. But let me tell you, Sasquatch. You're not gonna stretch out my good shoes. You understand me? Put your big feet up in here. See the sign that say Wookiees are us up here anyway? Work in the clothing department. I don't care how much cash you got, ma'am. I am not selling you the spandex. Hello? Hello? I haven't had lunch yet. Let's not go there, okay?
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Everyone knows it's
Association in Windy. Local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN at 7-Eleven right now. Hey, listen the week of January 20th for your chance to see two of the bands that shaped an era of timeless hits, as WRJN gives you a chance to see Hermits Hermits and The Association. They'll be in Waukegan February 28th. You could be there, too. Listen for complete details how we're giving those tickets away next week right here on WRJN. I love it. You know, the average couple has 72 arguments a year about their home. Most of them happen in public, right in front of other people, too. What to buy, how much to spend, they're the most common topics. But right in front of everybody? At least when I argue, I don't argue with my wife in front of people. Let's say, I don't think I do. It's 7-Eleven, local news, timeless hits.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. It's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by.
Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 7:14, becoming sunny, believe it or not. Highs near 17 today. Clear tonight, lows around, I know it's hard to say, 3. There we go. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 33, and by Friday we should be in the 40s. Right now it's cloudy and 11 degrees right here at Radio Park, and I've got tickets to give away now to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick Cristano visits his 4 grandparents in New Jersey every Sunday for dinner. He is exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and endless supply of food. But, hey, they are family. When Nick announces his plans to move to Seattle for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving. It's a funny, touching story about intergenerational relationships and the inevitable little heartbreaks that occur as time passes and children grow. Over the River and Through the Woods, another great production at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got tickets now for the Friday performance, this Friday at 7:30 p.m. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And we'll get a winner in just a moment, tell you who it is. But first, we've got Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, let's say hello to our winner of tickets to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. Jeff is here. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
Good. Did you look out your window yet this morning?
I have been out and around and moving cars and all that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I didn't see the snow coming. Every morning I take a peek out my window at about 4:30 in the morning. I said, whoa! I mean, I know it's winter. I know we're getting snow, but at 4:30 in the morning, I don't want to deal with it. All right, but right. This Friday, we're going to have temperatures in the 40s, and that's the day you're going to go see Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. You've got the Friday night 7:30 performance booked for you, and you enjoy the show. How's that, Jeff?
Yes, you're looking forward to it.
All right, my buddy. Enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye now. All right, Jeff, a winner of tickets. We got another pair to give away probably tomorrow morning here at WRJN. And speaking about Over the River and Through the Woods.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Shoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business calm at uma.com/radio.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
News and timeless hits, WRJ and me and Julio down by the schoolyard. It's 7:23. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up shortly. But first, a study looked at data from almost 8 million people to figure out when people are the most miserable. You think you're miserable? Well, let's find out. The answer is when you're 47.2 years old, you're most miserable. But the good news is you start getting happier again. By the time you hit 70, you're just as happy when you were 18. That's something to look forward to, huh? All right. Hey, Richie Valens, here's La Bamba. La Bamba lost him on the day the music died in Clear Lake, Iowa. He was in the plane crash with Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and the pilot of the plane as well. All right. It's 7:26 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And I don't know why we need to know this, but it's here. It would actually take 5 minutes for a rag soaked in chloroform to knock someone unconscious. Only takes 2 seconds in the movies, but just so you know, it takes about 5 minutes in real life. I don't know why we need to know that. Here's Paul Harvey now.
The rest of the story. Walter was dying. He had suspected it for days. He had seen it through the deceptive smiles of friends and physicians. Finally, it was Dr. Taylor who, in fairness to his patient, confronted him with the facts. Walter was not responding to the treatments as they had hoped. His kidneys would go first. The rest of him would promptly follow. It's time, the doctor told him, to put your house in order. Well, Walter's first reaction was but an odd way to tell a man to get ready to die. Put your house in order. But then it sunk in. In a short while, he would no longer be here at all. Trying to comprehend it, Walter stared in the imaginary distance until the shock yielded to an eerily calm resignation. And then came the waves of grief. The grief was really not so much for himself as for the family and friends that he was about to lose forever. Strange, Walter thought, how one mourns for others before they get a chance to mourn for you. But when the tears subsided, Walter summoned a priest. If he were to put his house in order, he must first tidy up the room reserved for God. I need you to administer the last rites, the priest was told. The man with the collar took Walter's hand. His expression was compassionate. How had this happened? He asked. Well, it was a strange thing, Walter said. He had tried to do his own dry cleaning, that was all. He'd gone down to the hardware store, bought a gallon of cleaning fluid, carbon tetrachloride. He'd been breathing it all afternoon, but did not collapse. Until later the same evening, an ambulance rushed him to the hospital where emergency tests revealed his kidneys had been poisoned by the carbon tet. Walter was immediately hooked up to a mechanical kidney. His own organs would need time to recover, Dr. Taylor said. But they had not. As the days passed, Walter felt progressively worse. There was nothing left now but to inform the patient the battle was lost. But do you know what? After last rites were solemnly given, after Walter's accountant had calculated his net worth, after his lawyer had made the proper arrangements for what went where, something strange and wonderful happened. His kidneys began to function again. The confounded physicians, shaking their heads but beaming through moist eyes of their own, were whispering words that physicians normally don't use, words like incredible and miracle. And perhaps it was both. Yet whenever you recall all you've just heard, you'll know what made the difference between life and death. For Walter, that fateful afternoon, might have fallen asleep next to the open can of deadly fluid and fumes. Except that a friend knocked on his door. November 22, 1963. A friend was there with the dreadful announcement that the president was dead. What I'm saying is that on the day John Kennedy was assassinated, Walter was repeatedly roused by related news. And it was that news which kept him mostly awake and alert and alive. For once upon a time, amidst personal appearances in Pittsburgh, a hotel room bound performer decided to do his own dry cleaning, even trudged through a snowstorm to purchase a gallon of death in a can. And you know, Walter, this man who almost met his maker in a clean shirt. You know him as Walter Valentino Liberace. Liberace? Liberace. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Here's another rest of the story with Dan Marcus, 12:05 this afternoon at WRJN. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Here's news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district will be asking for a 5-year measure aimed at retaining educators and bolstering school security.
District officials quickly had a website up last night after the board made a vote. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. The severe cold snap led to a cold weather warning. The new classification from the National Weather Service was in effect overnight for wind chills 20 below. It's a little bit better today, however, it's still below zero with the chill. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Believe it or not, it'll be 40 by Friday with a chance of rain. The latest coming up in the forecast. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors. One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, what was supposed to be an uneventful World Ag Supply Demand Report on Friday turned into quite the newsmaker. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale Incorporated. He said USDA proved the January World Ag Supply Demand Report can rock the trade. USDA made cuts to both corn and soybean numbers here in the United States while leaving South America's crop unchanged.
What does it look like with no changes to South American production at this point and a record overall production expected between Brazil and Argentina? We already know that the price of beans is lower in Brazil than it is here, but the price of corn is still holding firm on the U.S. side of things, even though we know that that's going to shift over the next month.
Greg McBride with Allendale Incorporated. He says now it's going to be a matter of trying to figure out just exactly what happens with our U.S. crop. Soybeans received a little bullish news, but McBride said both marketplaces are facing uncertainty with the news about the South American crop. Where do the numbers stand as we get started on a Tuesday morning? I've got those next.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Monday, barrel cheese gained 3 to 188. 40-pound block cheese was up 9 at 191, while AA butter gained a penny and a quarter to 261 and a quarter per pound. This morning, the February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 13 cents right now, 20.47 a hundredweight. March corn's down a penny at 475. December new crop down a penny and a half at 456. March beans are still up 4 at 1057. November new crop unchanged. March wheat also unchanged at 545, with July up a penny at 568 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Tuesday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Everything you have on your car has a very specific function, with the exception of one thing, the instrument panel dimmer switch. Why was this invented? Are people's eyes too sensitive for the 5-watt bulb behind the speedometer? It's like, oh, don't worry about those oncoming headlights, but this odometer light is it's burning my retina. Is there any way we can turn this down? Oh, yeah, that's much better. And I don't know if you know this. If you go all the way, guess what happens? Off. You can turn off your ability to read anything there. Are people developing film in the front seat of their car? I think it's for people who just want to drive by instinct. It's like, yeah, you get pulled over. It's great. Do you know how fast you were going? You're not going to believe this, officer. I don't even know how much gas I got in this car.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
For 98 years, we've been providing local news and now timeless hits with the Turtles and Happy Together at WRJN. All right, you're waking up to some snow out there this morning. Not a lot, but just enough to make you a little, you know, testy. I know it made me testy. You know, the largest snowflake ever recorded was in 1887 in Fort Keogh, Montana. It was 15 inches in diameter and 8 inches thick. How do they have time to measure it? Don't those snowflakes kind of melt within just like, you know, second or two? That's what I thought, anyway. All right, remember this? Johnny Horton, the Battle of New Orleans. It's 7:40 at WRJN.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river.
river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Johnny Horton. Yeah, I love that. The Battle of New Orleans. It is 7:42 at WRJN. Believe it or not, it's going to become sunny today, they claim. Yeah. Highs near 17, clear tonight, lows around 3 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 33. Right now, it's cloudy. We're dropping to 8 degrees. We started at 12 this morning when I came in. Now it's down to 8 here at Radio Park. Why should you always tip? All right, I'll tell you why. Two idiots in Key West set a small fire on New Year's Eve and got caught because a bartender who served them that night saw the footage and recognized them as the jerks who didn't leave a tip. Lesson learned? Always leave a tip, right? All right, this song's got a story to it. This is obviously written during the Vietnam War, and CCR wrote this song about if you were a senator's son, a U.S. senator's son, you didn't have to go fight in Vietnam. Called Fortunate Son. Here's CCR. Sun. It's 7:45. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, you know there's an iPhone app called Quit Your Job? It helps you craft an I Quit text message and sends it directly to your boss for you. The company behind it says the app, quote, uses technology to ease the pain of quitting. It's available for free at the App Store. Huh. I got to remember that. Quit my job. I'm remembering it for a friend, of course. Not, you know, not me.
One, two, three.
Good loving, 748 WRJN. The weather forecast becoming sunny. It looks like it's sunny now. Highs near 17 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 3. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 33. By Friday, in the 40s. Don't you love that? Right now, it is sunny, we'll call it. It looks like sunshine out there now. 8 degrees at Radio Park. Here are the top 10 things we nag each other about at home. And be honest, how many of these do you experience? Not turning off the lights when you leave a room, not cleaning up after yourself in general, putting things away in the wrong place, having the TV volume up too high, dirty clothes on the floor, leaving dirty dishes around the house, not replacing the toilet paper, leaving the door open when it's cold outside, leaving your shoes laying around, and seeing something on the stairs that needs to go up, but you leave it there. Now, be honest. I am guilty of about 4 or 5 of those. And if you're honest with yourself, I think you'll find about 4 or 5 with yourself as well. 749 right now. W-R-J-N.
Let's go.
grassroots sooner or later. Local news and timeless hits 752 at WRJN. Here are four hacks to help you deal with cold weather. Stick bubble wrap on the windows at your house for insulation. Nice idea. Ice-proof your window shield, your windshield by spraying it with vinegar. But when you put on the defrosters, doesn't that kind of like stink up your car? Prep your snow shovel by using cooking spray so the snow won't stick. That's good. And put zip ties around your bike tires to get more traction. How many people are actually bicycling in the snow? Well, you need to know that information, huh? 752, becoming sunny today with a high near 17 right now. The sun is breaking through. It's 8 degrees right here at Radio Park. Remember this? These are the Highwaymen and Michael here at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, and 98.1 FM. News and timeless hits here at WRJN and podcast too. You can listen to our interviews we do here in the morning show and just go to WRJN.com. We've got an updated podcast. We just added 7 new podcasts yesterday. So check it out. Check out our podcast at WRJN.com or the Civic Media app, the two easiest ways to get it. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But if you download the Civic Media app, you'll always have them there. Also, WRJN.com. We have about nearly 300 podcasts from the morning show. So check them out at WRJN.com and the Civic Media app. Mamas and the Papas now.
Yeah.
Prince of the Pauper, I saw her again. 7:59, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's sunny. It's 8 degrees right now at Radio Park. Going to be sunny all day today with a high near 17. Clear tonight. Lows around 3. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 33. And once again, sunny and 8 right here at Radio Park. Well, according to this survey, what do you hear this? 6% of people say yes, they would murder someone if you gave them $1 billion. Wow. For 100 million, 25% of people would lie to the police and 10% would beat up a stranger. That's for 100 million. For 100,000, 10% would cheat on their taxes or steal someone's purse. And for $10,000, 20% of people would steal a street sign or flash a stranger. We are a piece of work, aren't we, in this country? 8 o'clock now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighting helicopters dropping retardant on Southern California's fire-ravaged Altadena as crews brace for a new round of powerful Santa Ana winds. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports from hard-hit Pacific Palisades.
The so-called auto fire broke out overnight in neighboring Ventura County, north of Los Angeles, just 1 week after terrifying wildfires encircled L.A. with devastating consequences. Los Angeles begins this Tuesday by bracing for more.
Winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat critical.
The Justice Department released a part of a report overnight on an investigation into Donald Trump and alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in West Palm Beach.
Former special counsel Jack Smith writes that his team interviewed about 200